are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by SID Media. So the question I have today is that December is here. Just a few days before December, we're all going into our different holidays. Some are not going anywhere. It's okay, guys. Even if you're not going anywhere, where are we going to be enjoying? And I want to know today, you know, how do you navigate family dynamics? Family dynamics, you know, as much as we are going, some of us are going to be cotizing, some are not going to be cotizing. Some of you are going to be visiting your families that you have not seen in like forever. You know, those cousins, you know, those ones that you don't quite, well, you do get along, but not, you know. How then do you leave out that December period? For some people, it's actually quite triggering. For some people, it's actually quite it's actually quite harsh on them. They don't even want to go to their homes because they get triggered about a lot of things. So I want to know today, how then do you navigate that space? How then do you navigate going home? Are you happy by going home and everything else? And if you are married, how then do you deal with the issue of your wife being cotised around, like being asked to do a million things there? Mind you, you and your wife, you've built different certain rules and practices that you do in your own family. But then now when you're with a greater, the bigger family, you know, how then do you navigate such things? And also if you are cross-cultural marriage, like for example, I'm Shanga and my husband is Zulu. We're totally different, you know, but a lot of things, they are similar. So how then do we go about that? I know Mdalaxi here, he's from Zim. Sister Tendi is from SA. You know, those dynamics, how then do we deal with them? And also when it comes to visiting, how do you decide where you're going, or you have a plan as a family that we're going to know, Mina, I'm going to go, this December. We are going here. Let's not argue. December is a thing. December, we all go on holidays. You know, this December, we're going to this one's house. The next one, we're going to this one, or we don't. And I want to know, you know, how do you do with it? Because yeah, it can be very tricky. Let's start today. We're going to start with the newbie in the... Hi, Khotso. How are you? Please come closer to the mic.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. And how are you?
I'm good. Wait, are you and your wife from the same place?
No, just a quick orientation of my wife and our togetherness.
Yes.
As it were. A quick orientation so that also viewers understand the dynamics, as it were, you know. My wife is a Mosotho.
Yeah.
What I mean by Mosotho, she's from Lesotho.
Okay.
Yes, yes. And I am a Mosotho, but not from Lesotho.
Okay.
Yeah, so... By blood, I'm a Mosotho, but culturally, I'm not quite a Mosotho.
Okay.
From Lesotho.
Okay.
Yes. But my wife is from Lesotho. A Mosotho culture, the Mosotho way.
Everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Everything, you know. So it's actually a blessing because we're reconciling this part because now I'm too South African. you know what I mean? For the Mosotho-ness in me.
Yeah.
Yes, you know. Yeah. So yeah. That's our little yana dynamic thing.
Okay. So how then do you navigate it? Because as much as you are both Sotho's, but there is that difference there. How then do you navigate that? And is it a yay, we're going home got December and stuff like that, or there is that ish? How do you navigate those dynamics there? And also as much as the cultures might differ here and there, you know, sometimes there's the cotizing part. Mm-hmm. Do you stand up when your wife is told to go and wash the big pots and you're like, wait, it's in work. Or it's like, do what the elders expect?
Okay, before we get to that, there was a phase in our marriage, my wife and I, where we went through this honeymoon phase.
Okay.
You know, the first 2-3 years, you know, where we are both excited about life, about marriage, about love and everything in between. Ne? So this first 2-3 years, because now I was excited, I've got my Mosotho wife here. So I inadvertently, you know, I used to frequent in the Lesotho.
Okay.
You know, because of this excitement.
Yes, you were still in love.
Yes, knowing the country, the people, you know.
Yeah.
But to my detriment, I actually set up a wrong family culture.
Yo.
As it were, you know, because we used to frequent a lot because of, I wanted to also know the country as she knows it. So I created a wrong precedence with her, a family culture to say, no, we go to your home. Yes, you know, but by default, I mean, I was not really thinking about it. I was just like, hi, we're exploring. So now when the marriage settles, the kangani, and then she triggers that culture to say, hey, I'm like, hi, bro. We are fine now.
Yeah,
let's, you know.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in the process of time, I lost my mother, you know, so which created a bigger void in me wanting to go home.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously
there's a lot
of triggers regarding that. So that also fueled that more, you know, because in that process of time, she also missed home, you know, because she didn't feel like she had a home away from our home, you know. Yeah, you know, and it was difficult for me, you know, especially with the passing of my mother to say, because the one thing I remember vividly, the one thing they told her when the families were getting together is to say, hey, your key to this family is your mom-in-law, my mother.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't go complaining to us as Abba.
Aunts and uncles,
Aunts and uncles. Your key to this marriage and to your worries and your stresses is this person, referring to my mom, you know. So I'm just trying to create a picture of how difficult it was for her and for me, you know. So, fast forward. So now this person is gone. Now we are stuck in the void, you know, literally stuck in the void. You know, there was actually a time when I was not going home at all, you know. And at the same time, I did not want to go to her home. Yeah, because, you know what I mean? I needed to correct that, you know. But long story short, what I'm saying is that it is very important to set a good, to my mistake, to set a good family culture from the onset, especially when you're in love, you know, when you're in this honeymoon phase and not really thinking about things that you do,
you're listening, Zintle.
You know, and when you're the euphoria about, especially if it's two cultures coming together,
yes,
and you're excited and you're like, yes, you know, two families coming together. And also, I learned in the process of time that I actually neglected my family during that process. In a way, you know, of course, unfortunately, it takes the death of my mother to realize that, you know, and then you're like, hey, I should have maximized time together.
Yes.
Yeah. But be that as it may, what I'm saying is that we must be more deliberate, especially during those honeymoon phases of our marriage, to say, hey, this is the family culture. This is how we operate. And this is, indeed, this is your key to us and to the family culture, you know. And coming to your question of how do we now navigate? We navigate, because not to spiritualize this, but it is indeed very important to ask the Lord regarding family culture.
Aye.
Because sometimes we are in a trap. We are, by trap, I mean we do things our own way. You know, this is the way my mom used to do it. This is the way my dad used to do it. Therefore, there's some things that we should take, you know. Take the good and not the bad, so they say. But it's very important to start from zero, you know. Understand yourself as an individual first, understand her, and then develop a family culture from that, prayerfully so, you know. And looking back, like I said, excuse me, because of the euphoria of the honeymoon phase, that important element in our marriage was missing, you know. And inadvertently, you know, because of the excitement, you know, and everything. So what I would recommend is that we prayerfully just go through that process, deliberately so, you know, and start from zero. Don't take your family culture by default. Yes, you are Musotho, you do things the Musotho way.
But don't do it. Start from...
But you need to start from a premise of zero. Yes.
Z, the lady of the house, how are you?
Yeah,
are you well?
I'm good.
Are you excited for December?
Yes.
So Zee, how then do you navigate? You are speaking from a single perspective. She's single. If you want her, dial us on +27734703520. I'm just saying. If you, you know, you've got uncle, you've got sisters and brothers. We're not doing uncles. You know, uncle, brother Derek is here, Khotso is here. Me, we will suss the people out. You want to and say this one is the right
and
one.
And we also take 10% lowballer because of
thank
that.
Yes, thank you. We are so how do you navigate going home in December, Z? Because, you know, families are different. The dynamics are different. You are here in Gauteng, your family is there in KZN. No, I'm not sure if all of them, maybe some are also coming from different places and all of you are here. Those cousins, that aunt that you look like, you know, those people. How then do you navigate meeting everyone there?
Okay.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I go cook ning, but yo, I'm glad we sang shatang.
Okay.
I'm fan.
Okay. Oyagin.
Niagit.
Yeah.
Go band to Ogululu, which I understand.
Okay.
Right? Eka, Ninagin, good different. Kakulu. Because Labantu, Abanto Babona manj.
Okay.
Abantu sakumele bafunde manje.
Mhm.
Uthathe yonke into yabo manje.
Mhm.
Yabona? Unlike mina engiye ekhaya.
Mhm.
Engikhule ngibabona ukuthi vele lo my blue. Ublue. Ngiyamazi ukuthi ngidila naye kanjani.
Yeah.
Vele lo my green, u green ngiyasi ngidila naye kanjani.
Mhm.
Akufani ke nani. Ekumele wena ube ku 100 ngaso sonke isikhathi ngisho e black ngisho red ngisho yellow ngisho white ngoba uyini umakodi ngoba yini umkhwenyana fanele uhlale wena ukhiphe 100 wakho uhlezi kuthiwa umakodi like
siyafika ku 10 thina
I understand but give me ke kululu ukuthi ngiyekhaya most of the time ngiba excited kakhulu makumele ngekhaya ngoba kuba nabantu edala ngabagcina and I'm glad ukuthi sibonana ngaleso sikhathi ngoba mase sihlele isikhathi sidisedelelana
okay
yeah you understand
yeah.
So kumnandi ukuthi size ngaleso sikhathi leso
yeah
sijabule ngaleso sikhathi leso
and then you go
sihlukane
while it's still nice
yeah ukuze mase kumele ngibuyele ngibe naleyo nto ukuthi ngifuna ukubamitha futhi last time it was nice last time senze 1 no 2 no 3 no 4 no 5 yabo but once naqanda hlala isikhathi side
yeah it's a problem mdalax
hey hey
mdala when are you I'll just ask you on the dynamics. You from Zim, Sis Tandi is from here in SA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how often you travel together, but just the dynamics and your cultures, unlike Khotso, yours are totally too different.
Yeah.
Are totally too different. So how do you navigate that? Are you all excited? Like, yay, we're going to be meeting everyone this December. It was like, now we're going to be meeting that one who asked me why I married a South African woman, you know, and everything. So how do you go about that?
Maybe to start off, I've never had those kind of conversations with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cultural issues, why this one, why that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never had to answer and avoid people, as it were.
Mm.
And we've never had issues. In fact, when we travel together as mm-hmm. often as possible. So I think one of it is my wife.
Okay.
Number one, she doesn't have an issue with doing things mm-hmm. around the house. But also, she's a choleric.
What is that now? English.
Give free education.
So she's got a strong personality.
Okay.
Yeah. So usually Ekaya, when we get home to my mother's house, she gives directions. So you do this and you do that, and the people of the house start doing what she says they must do, and they don't do things. Okay, imagine just saying, "Nana, Auntie Tandi," you know, those kind of things, and they start asking for what is to be done. So she's not the courtesying type, Shem.
Okay,
yeah, no, this chasing thing, she'll go look for firewood. Not her, you know. She might put the firewood in the car, and so there is that as well. So she doesn't have a problem doing that, but also she doesn't feel like the 100% thing. No, when she's done, my day is done now, guys. Mm. If you need something done, you can continue. I'm going to usually do it in order.
Yeah.
You can So continue as you were. When I'm back, we will then continue with me in the big. So I think people must be free, man.
Yeah.
Mm. And don't worry what people will say. They'll be fine. Yeah, people will be strong. Yeah.
I think I'm loving the gentleman here in this conversation. So what actually brought about this is the fact that, as I've said, that December is around the corner, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. then we have to go to our different mm-hmm. places. I, for one, I'm not looking forward to going to my hometown because of other issues there. I don't want, and even when we do go, when we end up going, we are not a tight-knit family that I'll be like, yo, I'm so excited to meet this particular cousin. No. Whoa. So I grew up in that setting that it was so, for lack of a better word, mini tech toxic, let me just put it like that, with the other family members to a point where now it was a matter of my mom and her children. That is my family. You understand? Every other person, even if I meet you at the mall, fine, I'll greet you and everything else. But for some people, I'm like, you don't even know my name. You have to think twice. But, oh, Konje, you know, you are this one's son, child, and stuff like that. So it was never a close-knit thing. But I found it different now when I got to my husband's house. They are very tight. We even know the cousins. We even know good, this one now has given birth, you know. But because of my own upbringing and everything else, I always feel like it's so cringe, guys. Like, I mean, I just want to go.
Too much tightness. Why are you tighting so much?
I just want to go visit my mother-in-law. That's it. And see her and her children. The rest, guys, shops, right? You don't know my children. It's okay. Like, because I grew up like, so it becomes a very interesting dynamic that I always have to face, to a point where when they say this one is getting married, I have to re-ask my husband, Konje, how are we related? Konje, singenapi? How? Oh, okay. Okay, this one is Malume's child. Okay. And then? So it becomes that where, as much as yes, it's family and everything, but because I was brought up in a certain way and because of all the history that I come with me, it becomes a bit difficult to tanganisa everything. Ah, well, the kotizing part, me, I'm the makoti there. I do everything. When I'm done as well. When I'm done, I am done, and I will do the things that make the things to happen. Like when I'm there, it's visible that umakoti is here. But when I'm done, I am done. And I don't like it when they cook biryani. Yes, Kota.
you know what makes it? There's no right or wrong answer, of course.
Yeah. Like,
and there's no easy or difficult situation. Mm. You know, everything is just everything. Mm. You know, but I'll say this: what makes it difficult in inverted commas for us guys? Mm. You know, and I think Derek will agree with me, is that Tina, we have the primary responsibility of protecting the family.
Eish.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As you were relating your background there, and I'm like, you're actually fortunate because you're not the husband in the family.
True.
Because you inherit whatever he's inheriting, that side, as it were. You know? So whatever toxicity is happening on your side of the family, I will deal with it when we deal with it. You know? It's not, it does not have a bearing on you protecting what you have with him, you know. But what makes it different as us guys, we have that primary responsibility of protecting you guys from external forces.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it becomes extra, extra difficult if the complexity is not clear. How? You don't know your first cousin's name. You know what I mean? It's like, if you don't know your first cousin's name, all right, let's close shop. You know what I mean?
It's a difficult thing.
Yes, I understand. So what I'm basically trying to say is that it's difficult and you must pray for us. Our wives, Yazi, you know, Asia. You know, it becomes very difficult. And then you get to see and understand, Kuti. Yeah, I understand why I need to be as close to Christ like he desires of me. It's very, very difficult, guys.
Z, as we wrap up, when you finally get married, how are you going to navigate that situation? Let's say you marry a Zambian. I can wear SID region.
Yes.
How would you, was those top girl, over that girl, or hi, hey, kale sa mis katulola.
Enga go shonjubuti. Masekai.
Enda da.
No mangabeng se Zambian, no mangabeng se Natal. Umama makuthi begezi zitsha akangastophi ngoba sekufike
emini.
Ngoba sekufike emini. Makuthi bewasha akaqhubeke washa. Akangami ngoba sekufike emini. Mina ngizothatha lokho engikuthathayo engingakuthatha ngikuthathe. Angingathi mangigule namhlanje bese kuba namagama angilandela ngemuva kuthiwa akavilaphi umakoti wakhona. Ngimbona nje kukhona kuningi. Even now ngingashadile ekhaya sinokubanga nje ugezi zitsha.
Yeah.
Because sibaningi. Uyabona?
I don't play that game.
You understand? Sibaningi. Khona umunye ohlela uthi lo akenzanga ukuthi kuyakhonjani. Asiqhubekeni ngendlela esijwayele ngayo ukuze kungeza ukuba nomsindo. Ngoba manje mangihleli ngalelo langa ngingazizwa kahle ngiwu-understand ngoba ngikujwayezile ukuthi mangifikile ngenza yonke into.
Yeah.
So asiqhubekeni ngishadile or no mshado. Yenza ojwayele
ukwenza.
Amen.
Derek, you're shook.
I was not ready.
You were not ready.
No, I wasn't ready for that one. Hashem.
Why?
Why?
I don't know, man. But uguzala uguzeluna.
So.
Ne. So. I don't know. Maybe it's just cliche. But usually, when people get married, you know, now I have another daughter, now I have another son. But you are saying, no, Baba, you don't have a daughter or son. Yeah, you just continue with the way you are. I will then come in and decide what I do. I feel like, but then how are you an addition to the family? Where's he?
I bo. Angisho nyanipi mali.
Oh, wena uleti mali. Okay, wena you're the man in Makoti.
Rich aunt.
Yabo. Nyanipi mali mina. And mina magna ma emergencies ngihlala ngikhona club. But lezo mawasha nan shanyele gqeke likhule
nga. Ay, money is not the only thing in a family.
Yeah, ngikhona ke ngiyapheka most of mom. Logo kuthi ngizokwenza yonke into la ikhase kufanele kushintshe ama kitchen ngeza ama window ngoba nakusekunami. Bengihlelelene ningakwenzi.
Sizandile
manje. Sengifikile ke today namhlanje yasithi ke siyavala emsebenzini sengiyahamba ke ngiyakwami.
And then the moment you arrive now, that's when they think the windows need to be washed.
Asengcolile ama wind.
No.
Ay vele.
No, that's not it. It's not because you are here. There's just a need that's here now.
Well, I think it's quite interesting. Another thing, I think it's a matter of understanding or for us, understanding or merging the two. Like the olden ways of doing things and perceptions and how us, this generation, we do things to a point where if money allows, guys, and there is a mkimbi, some of us we would like call catering. So we sit, we play on TikTok and everything else. Whilst it would be expected, but as umakot, you know, you're supposed to be holding that big pot. I'm like, no, I've got money for that. Let people, you know, come do those things. And I think it's a matter of merging that. Guti, auntie, don't stress. As much as I'm not doing this, the work is being handled.
The thing is being done.
And also the husband as well. And I'm loving the both of you where you're saying that, no, your duty is actually to protect the wife. Because sometimes when the moment people arrive at the home, the husband is nowhere. Like they become invisible. The wife now is left to fend for themselves, you know, even everything else. But when now you stand up like, no, man. But at our house, we wash dishes together. So if they say, Makot, you must wash the dishes, you go and wash with them. If whatever they say, you don't mind because you're used to doing that. It's quite an interesting one.
But maybe I can also just add there to say, I think there's this challenge that we have, especially in the African cultures, to say, there's a tendency not to share why things are done.
Yeah.
And people must be expected to do things.
Mm.
And part of that is, I mean, you just mentioned now to say, if we can get help for it, does it matter if who is doing
it
or the important thing is the thing is done? You know, because, you know, is there a necessity for me to be the one to do the things? You know, how would you view me? Because at the end of the day, you bring that and you do that, you bring catering. Hey, people will be like, hey, Yazin.
Where's Bona?
You know? And also to say, is it taking away from the culture that now we're not necessarily having you do the thing, but we're bringing in somebody else? Does it remove anything? Is there
anything?
You know, at the end of the day, you're eating. You know? It's not like, so I don't know, but I feel like we just need to maybe move with the times, man. And I want to know, maybe have this conversation in a couple of years, or is it months? I don't know when Zinhle is married.
I was about to say,
I'm not getting married. Anytime soon,
but Zinta is gonna get married and we're gonna bless her, right? So it's gonna be the first AWR message because I can see people typing, saying they are interested. So our listeners, Zinta is available. It's +27734700. No, man, thank you so much, guys, for coming through. I think it was today it was a light one. No, it was a light one and it was a lovely one. So thank you so much. Thank you, Khotso. Be a regular. Always come. I'll text you 5 minutes before. I'm like, run. Z is the regular and Uncle Derek Dalavir is the regular there. So we're going to be taking a short break as we go and speak to Sister Cleo about all things puberty.